10 talented young Australians are soon to be jetting off across the world to discover how Australia and other nations can lead global peacebuilding efforts, as well as how AI can ensure sustainable development of society. Two students from Curtin University have been selected to be part of the 2024 Global Voices Fellows, Stefan Hoffman and Robert Hacker. Stefan Hoffman is a Bachelor of Advanced Science Honours student who will attend the AI for Good Global Summit in Geneva, Switzerland, and he joins us this morning to discuss. Thanks for joining me on the record this morning, Stefan.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
So you were selected as one of the 2024 Global Voices Fellows. Congratulations. Can you tell us more about being selected?
Yeah, so it's absolutely amazing. It combines two of my biggest interests, which are policy writing and also technology. So as part of the Global Voices Fellowship, we get to write a policy which gets published in the Global Voices Journal. And to learn more about our policy area, we get to go to Canberra. And in Canberra, we get to talk to policy writers, we get to talk to politicians and other experts in the field. And then next week, I'll be heading to Switzerland, where I'll be going to the AI for Good conference, and again, I'll be talking to more experts in the field.
It sounds like there is so much involved in this fellowship. Is it a competitive field?
Look, it's quite competitive. You know, there's lots of students out there who want to make a difference. They have good ideas, and I just feel very lucky to have been picked because it sounds like a really good experience, and I can't wait to go.
So what are your expectations of this fellowship?
I'm expecting to have lots of very complicated conversations with lots of experts, to be honest. I'm sure your listeners would be familiar with like generative AI, ChatGPT, Gemini. They've taken us all by surprise, I'm sure, especially at the start of last year. And they've taken governments by surprise too. For governments, producing legislation around AI is a bit like building a plane while flying it. It's been sitting in the too hard basket for a while, and very quickly got taken out of the too hard basket when everyone started using it. It's a very tight balance between managing the potential risks that it poses while also ensuring that innovation isn't hampered. A lot of people don't know what that balance is yet, but I'm hoping to add my own little answer into the mix.
Yeah, it's definitely a topic we've discussed quite often on the record. It's so interesting, but it's growing and changing so rapidly. So it must be very interesting as a student to be able to go and hear what some of the professionals and some of the different industrial people across the world think of it.
Yeah, as a computing student, I'm obviously involved in producing AI models, working with it. And it's great to be on the other side of as well, like being part of conversations on what other people who aren't involved in artificial intelligence think of it too, and around the policy development side of it as well.
Now, before you attend the summit in Geneva, you'll be heading to Canberra for a 3-day briefing and skills building session. Can you tell us a bit more about what you expect to do during this time?
Yes, so I've actually already come back from it. I came back on Thursday, and I can tell you it was a great experience. At the airport, I met the other Curtin University, Robert, who you mentioned earlier, at the boarding gate, and we became really good friends and good roommates for the trip as well. And when the East Coasters had arrived into Canberra, we went to Parliament House, we did some classes on policy writing, media training and all that, and also lots of meetings with, you know, politicians, policymakers. We went to a few embassies as well, and just talking to a lot of people who seem to know what they're talking about. So it was really insightful for me.
It must be nice getting to dip your toes into the water, so to speak, before you head off to the biggest summit in Switzerland.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. So I guess in Canberra, we were talking to people who sort of work within government as a whole, and they sort of work with a lot of different policy areas. But in Geneva, it's going to be solely just AI, and I can't wait to get into sort of the niche areas that I'm sort of looking at.
So you're listening to On The Record. We're chatting with Stefan Hoffman from Curtin University about being selected for the 2024 Global Voices Fellowship. Like we've both mentioned, you're about to attend the AI for Good Global Summit in Geneva, Switzerland. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you expect from the summit?
Yeah, so I'm expecting to learned two things. So I'm hoping to talk to lots of experts about my policy proposal. So my policy proposal, the thing that I'll be working on throughout the year, is around the responsible disclosure of generative AI use in social media and also traditional media. So I'm looking to talk to people who can, you know, critique it, tear it to shreds, I guess, but also give lots of helpful suggestions on how I can make it work. The second thing I hope to take away from that summit is I'm at Curtin, I'm part of a team of students and academics called Healthy Connections, and we're creating an AI-powered medikit that can perform preventative health checkups in the remote Pilbara regions of WA. And I'd love to hear from as many people as possible on how I can make this product, or how we can make this product a reality, as I think it's a really good way on how we can use AI for good.
That Healthy Connections team and the kit you're working on sounds so fascinating. It must be really interesting and great for you being able to go to these summits and bring back information and share with the team for your project.
Yeah, so it's a competition by the WA Health Department. There's a couple teams who have been finalists, so I think it's going to be really good for our team to be able to talk to people around the world on how we can use AI in a health context.
Yeah, because I feel like when we talk about AI, we may talk more about social media, like you've mentioned before, ChatGPT and things like that, not necessarily when it comes to the health sector.
There's lots of applications for AI. AI is a lot more than just ChatGPT. There's so much more to it. And yeah, it's just one of those little areas where AI can really help advance the world, I think.
And you mentioned before, part of the experience will be creating a policy proposal based on your experiences and what you've learned. It sounds like a little bit of an exam. Are you looking forward to this task?
Look, it might sound a bit like an exam, but with the glaring exception that I can ask as many friends as I want to for help with the question, and those friends can be policy writers in Canberra or AI experts in Switzerland at the conference. So plenty of cheating in the exam, if you want to put it that way. Yeah, it's what I love to think about, so it's good to be able to finally put it in writing.
Bit of an open book exam with friends, you could say.
Yeah, and you get 6 months to do it.
Even better. We've been talking this morning all about this really exciting fellowship that you're part of, the AI for Good Global Summit that you'll be attending shortly. Before we let you go, how can you use what you've learnt as your career builds?
Yeah, so at this Global Voices Fellowship, we get lots of experience on how to interact with the government as a whole. We get to learn how to search legislation, grants, tenders, even perform freedom of information requests. And I feel like a lot of people don't know how much information is out there on the government at their disposal. We're so lucky to have so access to all this data. And, you know, if my work involves interacting with government agencies or my work is at one, I'll have a lot more experience on how these processes work.
Well, thank you so much, Stefan, for joining us on the program this morning and telling us more about what you're about to do when you head over to Switzerland.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. That was Stefan Hoffman, Bachelor of Advanced Science Honours student from Curtin University, who's been selected for the 2024 Global Voices Fellowship. He'll be attending the AI for Good Global Summit in Geneva, Switzerland very shortly.